Hey Rockers, welcome back to the Rock Pod. I'm Jimmy, and today we're rewinding through this week in rock music history for September 15th through the 21st. So strap in, because this week had Elvis rewriting the record books, the Beatles causing chaos, and a supergroup proving they weren't just hype. Let's start in 1956, when Elvis Presley's Don't Be Cruel was awarded a gold record. At the time, it overtook Hound Dog as the best-selling single in America. Both songs were on the same record, so Elvis was basically competing with himself and winning. The King wasn't just topping charts, he was owning them. Flash forward to September 15, 1965. The Beatles are playing in Cleveland, and the crowd goes so nuts that the police actually pulled the plug mid-show and yanked John Lennon off the mic. Imagine paying for Beatles tickets and then hearing, what, half of a set? Fans went berserk. Proof that Beatlemania was less of a craze and more of a full-blown riot. On September 20th, 1964, the Beatles closed their North American tour with a special charity concert in New York City. Tickets went for $100, which for the 60s was outrageous. But people lined up to pay it, the money went to charity, and the Fab Four walked off stage, and an era of U.S. touring wrapped in style. On September 20th, 1969, the supergroup Blind Faith, that's Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, Ginger Baker, and Rick Gretsch, hit number one with their self-titled album in both the U.S. and the U.K. in just 1 month. The band only lasted a hot minute, but they left one powerhouse record that still holds up. All right, and happy birthday shout-out this week to Zach Filkins, guitarist of One Republic, born September 15th, 1978. Yeah, a little more modern, but hey, rock keeps rolling into every generation. Now here's our fun fact for the week. Here's a fun one. Elvis's Don't Be Cruel was so massive, it held the top of the Billboard charts for 11 straight weeks. That's nearly 3 months of radio stations playing the same single nonstop. And you think you're tired of hearing the same songs on the radio today. All right, that's your rewind for September 15th through the 21st. Elvis owned the charts, the Beatles owned the chaos, and Blind Faith owned the number one spot. Hit that subscribe button, share it with your fellow music junkies, and keep it loud. I'm Jimmy. We'll catch you next time right here on The Rock Pod. All killer, no filler. All right, be sure to come back again next week for another episode of This Week in Rock Music History from The Rock Pod. And remember, if you like this episode, be sure to like, follow, and share, and leave us a review. It helps. This Week in Rock Music History is a production of TheRockPod.com. Theme music by the band Silver Trip.